Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I am here to tell you that modern medicine, in my humble opinion, is just incredible. Over-the-counter modern medicine.
You were delighted with your product last night.
I'm delighted with the product. I'm delighted with my progress. I'm delighted that I truly believe, and I don't sing the praises of a widely commercially accepted product very often on this show. I find it distasteful.
You don't like Big Pharma.
I don't like Big Pharma. Because they really, Oscar, they never really need help from me.
They don't need a boost.
Outside of Amazon, which we support because they are
a partner with us.
We need Big Shopping.
Big Internet.
Big Shopping doesn't know we exist, but we need them.
Big cloud.
I'll talk about Big Shopping.
Services.
But when it comes to Big Pharma, you know, I'm not a fan. I don't like big drug companies. I don't like the ones that sell over-the-counter or behind-the-counter. I don't care for them.
And our parents didn't know them. Like, they didn't know them and they didn't need them. They survived.
They survived anyway, but I will tell you.
Needed medicine.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you that when I was younger, there was a lot of witchcraft in my household.
Yeah, well, you were in a different nation. You're burning banana leaves.
A lot of home remedies.
Sure, that's great. Meanwhile, in the States, we had magical things called aspirin.
Yeah, you have Vicks Vapor Rub. We had Mentisan.
Yeah, Vapor Rub. It's Vapo Rub.
Vicks Vapo Rub.
Vapo?
Yeah, Vapo.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Vicks, because I'm here to tell you that that the Vicks Corporation is friend. My friend, night and day. NyQuil and DayQuil.
Amigo.
NyQuil and DayQuil.
Are you on DayQuil now?
Yeah. I take two a day. I take one shot at night, and then I take shot and a half at night.
Yeah,
and then I take a DayQuil right before the show. And I really have to tell you, I believe that the duration of my colds is shorter based on the fact that I take these products. I still got a little bit. Yesterday, I will tell you, at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I was absolutely wiped out. I felt like death. I said, this thing is not going away. It's in my upper respiratory system, which is not exactly stellar to begin with, and I'm worried, and I felt horrible. I rolled out to the local Walmart convenience store, and I picked up the Echinacea tea, and I picked up this, and I picked up that. But ultimately, what was determined last night for the O'Maras is that we would turn in right after we put the little guy down. So we put him down at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We get stuff done around the house. And then roughly, I want to say like 7:20, 7:30, we are just chilling out. She's taking it because she's feeling a little bad. I'm taking it because I can hardly talk.
Yeah, you're in rare form.
I sound like that. I take the shot and a half of NyQuil. Now, with me, with NyQuil, there is a 50-50 chance that it's going to take. And when I say it's going to take, I mean it's going to hit me with whatever sleep drug they have in it, and it's going to put me out.
Well, I think it works hand in hand with any sort of weariness you already have. If you're already worn down.
Yeah, that might be it. That might be it.
It's like heaven.
It lets you go to bed. But let me offer this about the Vicks medicine.
I was running around doing stuff.
Did you say you were up all day? Do you take naps in the middle of the day usually?
No. I haven't been able, even when I did a morning show, couldn't take a nap. Like, never been able to nap.
Carrie is the same way. Let me ask you this about your Vicks medicine.
It's a curse when you get up early, especially when you have a 3-year-old, because you can't nap.
You're implying that the Vicks medicine is sort of making you feel better faster. Let me offer this.
Right.
I think what happens is the cold is going to stay around as long as the cold is going to stay around. But the DayQuil helps you get through the day and feel better during that ride.
Masks
and
your,
also
symptoms.
The main thing about NyQuil, I've always felt its biggest value is the ability to make you sleep, because rest is very important.
I am telling you that with a three-year-old that gets up at 5:30 to 5:45 every morning, the idea of getting early sleep has never been more important. So I'm telling you, the NyQuil probably hits my system at 7:20. I am O-U-T out.
The best.
At 7:45.
It's amazing because you have...
Let me just finish this.
Yeah.
7:45, I'm out. Yeah, this is important to the story. 7:45, I'm out. Mrs. O'Mara is out at about 7:50. We are out. We are out.
Sawing logs.
I mistakenly bring the phone into the bedroom. And this is not an unusually late time that I get this phone call. But Oscar, I have to ask you, did you hear what I was yelling when you called me at 8:45?
No, I didn't.
Because you, with the volume level that it was at, you should have been able to hear it even if I didn't pick up the telephone.
Oh, it'd actually go through the cell towers just by the vibrations of your noise.
8:45, 8:50, somewhere before 9 o'clock, I get this. And this is the ringer that I've got to change because I just want it to be softer because it goes... And I got the mask on and I'm going... And this is, I am, the last time that I was, I mean, out at that hour was in the 1970s. And I think it was alcohol related.
Sure, sure.
I am done. I mean, I'm in, I don't know what REM, triple REM, I'm in quadruple, like deep REM. There's silence. The little guy's out. Carla
deep
is
sleep.
Completely out.
Perfect.
And Carla, I rant so loudly that Carla gets mad at me. She says something like, you know, God, chill out. I'm like, just for once. And I'm saying things like, in a 30-year career, could I ever, ever do this and not have it get effed up? And it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Are you yelling with your mask on?
Yes, yes.
So it's, like, so it's muffled, like, yeah.
Goose, eject, eject.
So whoever, this is now, by the way, Oscar calling at that time, Oscar and I have had 40 conversations before 10 o'clock at night.
I think even with senior citizens,
so
anytime you call before, anytime you call anyone, it's safe if you're before 9 p.m. I think 9 p.m. is perfect safe.
This is, I would love to throw him under the bus and say, what are you calling me at this hour? No, this just happened
home
to be.
Thinking about the show.
Yeah. This happened Sorry. To be, okay, just calm down. You'll have your say.
He's in
I
his crouch.
I know what you're going to say.
Be careful.
But we at Oscar and I had conversations during the day about the show, and we're at the end of the year where there's a lot going on.
It's go time.
A lot of conversations, and we're talking about the mistake I made. Was, you know, when I had no idea I was going to go into this blissful cocoon of sleep. And so I brought the phone in to the bedroom, which I don't do that often. And so then but I'm thinking, okay, this is really important.
It's got to be important if he's calling it 8:42.
No, sometimes it is sometimes. And I know there's stuff that I requested of Oscar.
Yeah. Right.
A conversation I wanted to have about biz and I need, but I'm not, it's not happening. I said, I'm going to shut this down. And then Oscar texts me. And I said, okay.
It's time so sensitive, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
It's time sensitive.
It's time sensitive.
And, you know, I'm like, ugh. So I look down at the text and I'm sitting with the mask still on the end of the bed, fuming.
Can you see the text down. Without your glasses?
Yes,
okay,
I can
good,
see.
Good.
I'm not that infirmed. Yes, I can read a
no,
text
because,
without glasses.
For example, if Carrie hands me her phone, she has the smaller font on her
readers.
Text.
Readers. You need readers.
I got to hold it way
out. No readers
out
necessary.
Good.
No readers necessary. No. So I look, and in the pitch black, silent bedroom, I look down at the text, thinking, well, if he's texting and calling,
it's something.
Got to be something.
It's on
and
my
I look
mind.
Down, and let me see if I can, I can remember it. It's not that elaborate. Jerky, is it okay if Jerky comes to the Christmas party? Razzle, frazzle, zazzle. Here's the
Filth
only question.
And Florn.
Oscar, there's only one reason I brought this up.
Yes.
Because I know I responded, and I don't know if in my stupor, and I'm talking a NyQuil stupor, if I was even able to communicate what I was trying to say. In the text, because the text is probably difficult to
read. Yes, you said sorry, sick as out. Oh. I was out. I will blame jerky.
Let me explain what that meant. All right.
Did you voice to text that?
Okay. No.
No, oh, you actually typed
I wrote it.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Right. I was too tired to talk into the voice thing.
And you had your mask on, too.
I had the mask on,
I
couldn't do that.
I deciphered that.
I go, sorry. The sorry was for not getting
answering
back
the
to
call,
him
yes.
Right. Because Oscar gave me, by the way, underneath the can jerky come to the party was the question mark. The question mark that says, excuse me, where are you? I'm putting a question mark down because I'm not getting the response I want. Yeah. So underneath
now
the jerky question.
That's passive aggressive.
The jerky question had to be answered. So I'm sitting there going, well I'll respond to the text.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, because by the way, if I'd had a conversation, it would have sounded like. So I text back, and what I was trying to say is like, sorry for not getting back
sure.
to you sooner.
Yes.
Based on that little passive aggressive question mark, that was the sorry on my end. Because there's certainly not a need to apologize. For
right. And
you
gave
quarter and nine.
You're basically giving me a yes.
I thought
yes.
I'd done it before,
yes,
but that's
yes.
okay. But at the same time, the immediate anger went from Oscar in a second to jerky. It went to jerky. It went
and
just like,
the thing about it that is so odd is that earlier in the day, I'd already corresponded with him, and he'd been invited since November.
No, I got it, but I wanted to parlay that into another question.
Ah, I
yes.
see. Okay. Mm,
that's not
that
safe
was
for
your,
work here.
That was your entree.
Yeah, so I didn't want him to worry about anything else, so I just want to, if he's sick, I'm not going to put anything on his plate.
But the thing about it, yes. With jerky, it's you're doing the party up there. I'm going to be down here. You're going to be drinking more than I'm drinking. I'm down here just kind of ringmastering the whole thing. I'm not worried about it. But at the same time, the sorry was that I didn't get back to you sooner. Then the sick as S was just giving you the current state of my condition, which maybe a slight ulterior motive because I really had no idea what I was going to wake up feeling like today. I really had no idea. If it was based on last night, I was suspect.
Right.
And so I was worried about that. Then the I blame jerky for destroying what would have been maybe, and I say maybe,
right.
perhaps 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted slumber. That's the story behind that, okay?
Yeah, okay.
But the real story was, even in my emotional, just manic rage, I decided to go winky tink, and I went winky tink, came back, sat on the end of the bed, resecured the breathing machine, put my head on the pillow. Within 10 minutes, I was out again.
You're back out.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Good save.
Awoke at
good
5:15 this morning. Showered at 5:20.
Oh.
Here I am, ready for the day.
Yeah.
Life is good. Life is blissful. I am happy. And I really don't have any blame to go around other than jerky.
Yeah.
Because this is the way, and I know jerky, by the way, has a job where he puts his ass on the line
yes.
every day. You know, goes out
like
and
us.
Like, bullets. Yeah.
Well, the reason for jerky is because it.
But I think Jimmy and jerky are the same. Where all they care about is when's the next.
It
party.
Had been alleged here on the program months ago that he may or may not have a shot at being your father-in-law. So I didn't know if there was any friction there.
No,
so I wanted to clarify.
Me. He works me. He hangs out with people that I hate. You know,
he hangs out with people that you love. He hangs out with lots of people.
He hangs out with more people I hate than I love.
You see, there's really no need to quantify it. Let's
say. He probably hangs out with more people that I like than I dislike.
But some that you love.
Hate and love, strong.
They are.
He hangs out with one particular person that is like an enemy.
An arch enemy.
Yeah, an arch enemy.
Yeah, your arch enemy.
Like one of my, I don't think about you anymore people.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, what I'm talking about.
It's hard to choose in a divorce.
He goes on his boat.
I know he does.
It's hard to choose in a divorce, right? It's hard to choose who you're going to be friends with.
And he's up there and I'm down here.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I just don't need the pictures. You know, I don't need the pictures. Like, here I am. Bikinis. It's like throwing at my face. Yeah? But they're not directed at me.
No, they're not. He's just living his life.
Bye, sweetie. Bye. Have a good day. Play date today.
Oh, that's nice.
Kid's out of school today. Mama's gone.
Oh, I thought it was Mama's play date.
No. Well, Mama goes and she's got the young friends,
Sure.
She wants to hang out with.
contemporaries.
She wants to hang out with contemporaries.
Sure. And they're good.
Wants to get rid of this. Who wouldn't want to leave this? I can't imagine why she'd want to leave this.
Well, as long as she keeps picking up her toys, Mike, she'll keep getting invited.
Enjoy living the dream with your son. Anyway, what?
I said as long as she keeps picking up her toys, she'll continue to be invited to the playdates. Yeah. She has to behave. Yeah. Now, you had a good night with medicine. You know that.
Mary Echinacea.
Now, did you know?
Mary Echinacea to all of you.
Matthew Bloom had a bad night with his medicine.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. I would have forgotten it. Matthew Bloom, who had a bit of a stressful day.
Oh, it's been Bloom and Doom.
Yes.
He's been, you know.
New on the exactly More Network in 2017.
Bloom and Doom.
Bloom and Doom.
Matthew Bloom got a bit of a communications lecture from me yesterday after the show, and then he answered the way he always answered, with Rob and Oscar answering for him.
I also texted Bloom around 10 last night for business, and I said, if you happen to be in front of a computer, do you mind writing this report for me?
Does Pony have a computer at
home?
I
mean, there is no... Look, if I'm being a dick writing people at this time, let me know. I feel horrible sometimes because...
Well, no, I mean, you know, I made it extremely clear that you and I have had... multiple conversations.
But most of them are in the middle of the night and you're hanging up on me.
What do you mean middle of the night?
Remember election night?
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's an isolated incident.
Hey, way to slide that one in there. Way to slide that one in there. Tweak the old guilt chip in O'Mara. There we go. Yes.
That's just every four years. That's fine.
I was thinking just the other day, Oscar, that when I get to Boston, one of the first orders of business will be to take my brother-in-law aside and apologize. Sorry for calling you Paul, who was working a real job at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Mike, it's a...
To say that America is S.
It's a time of year when we make amends. It's a good time of year to do it.
So what happened with Pony's drugs?
Okay, so I take a medicine in the morning that's basically the opposite of NyQuil. It lets me function with my ADD and everything. So,
Care to name the medicine?
Heroin.
No.
Okay.
Vyvanse.
Vyvanse.
It's ADD meds.
Oh, it's go time with Vyvanse. I asked Pony because I'm just a derelict this way.
Oh, by the way, is Ashley's microphone on?
It is.
Okay, I didn't hear it. Did you have it on, Rob?
I did not. I have it low.
It's not muted.
Don't have it low.
All right.
I like the laugh. You listeners that don't.
Hey,
thank you.
I begged when we were in Las Vegas and I was going off no sleep. I begged Pony for a Vyvanse. I said, just give me one. I don't care what it does to me. Just give me one so I can wake up. Just give me one. And he said, I don't think you understand, Oscar. If I don't take this, I'm ruined. I said, all right, give me half. Give me half of one, and we'll see what happens. And he said,
what's
no.
called? What's
Vyvanse?
Vyvanse. I believe she used to play Ethel Mertz.
Or Vyvanse. Is it Ativan?
No, it's Vyvanse.
Okay. Ativan is like an anti-stress. Yeah.
Regardless, he's stingy with his drugs.
Well, because he needs them. The way a diabetic would be stingy with their insulin.
Yes.
Because if they don't have it, they die.
Vyvanse, whatever. I mean, if it makes you more focused, it to me is a beautiful name for it.
You know,
it's like, oh, man, I can Vyvanse the I don't want to cuss again. He'll be editing the whole show.
Are you sure it's not Vyvanse?
I don't know. I think it's Vyvanse.
I've heard Vyvanse before,
okay.
And I've never had it because I've never been given it.
Right.
But
you shouldn't be eating things that are prescribed to other people.
Dire times require dire measures.
For example, if you couldn't sleep, you wouldn't go to a friend and say, do you have any Ambien for me? That would be a bad move.
No, that's different.
No one does that.
That's rest.
That's sleep.
Wait. You know I don't approve of the sharing of the drugs. It's not smart.
Mike, I come from...
That sounds like something... It sounds like something from a made-up holiday. And now it's Festivus, and it's the time for the sharing of the drugs.
I don't like it.
Let's have that pill party.
So your Vyvanse, what exactly does it do for you?
Okay, so...
How does it make you feel?
For me, it lets me focus, and it helps me wake up. For anybody who does not have ADD, if your brain's not wired that way, it's like taking speed. So, Oscar, you'd probably have a heart attack.
Yeah, I probably would. But
hey, then you should give him one.
The best way to really give someone a visual at home of what Vyvanse does, Pony is one of... Have you ever seen those Edison bulbs that are really, really popular now? I think you have one.
Yeah,
I actually
have them on my outside lights, yeah.
So an Edison bulb...
It's a retro-looking light bulb,
yeah, you
Mike.
See the coil in the middle that's always hot, right?
Right, red hot.
But when you actually turn it on... It lights up the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Vyvanse does to his brain.
Pretty
lights
much.
Up the room.
Lights up his brain.
Yeah.
So what did you do with it? What did you? How'd you mess it up?
Okay, so this morning, my usual routine, first thing in the morning, is take my medicine. It helps me wake up.
He uses a facial conditioner with very little to no alcohol, because alcohol dries and constricts your pores.
I'm going
to
ask you respectfully, let him finish his story.
Okay, please. I'm sorry. Sometimes it's tough.
Literally, he has not gotten two complete words out without being interrupted. I want to know what happened, okay? So please, tell me what happened.
Anyhow, this morning I wake up to the sound of like a bag of, like some kind of bag fell over. I don't know. Something made a noise in the middle of the night. I wake up and I'm like, oh, it's time for work. I take my medicine, go to the bathroom, like, all right, gonna take a shower. And I look around, I say, oh, there's that thing that fell over. And then I look at the clock. It is 12:30 a.m.
Oh.
And I just said, oh,
wait, now I will interrupt because I have to understand what happened here. You wake up, you hear something.
Yes.
You get up like it's the morning, you take your shower, you take your drugs, and you just don't even glance at the clock.
Didn't look at the clock.
Now, the fact that you didn't look at the clock, would that be because you weren't taking your medication?
Vyvanse.
No, you know, I
that's
usually
part of the ADD. Like he, if once that,
so like you just don't, you don't. You, track
this is his.
That.
He, well, he has up, systems in place.
Right.
He wakes up. He finds Miracle in his body wherever she is, extracts her, and then goes straight to the shower.
The left thigh kind of day.
The armpit.
So his marsupial is safe. He is safe. It's shower time. Then Vyvanse.
Did you go as far as to get dressed?
No, I put on some like pajamas, but nothing so, like not my work clothes, which is jeans.
Mike,
and
his
a t-shirt.
Little boy pajamas. He has a footy pajamas that have little iOS 7 logos all over.
You like wearing that? You want to keep that on? You want to take that off?
Android robots.
Ralphie. But anyway, so you realize at this point that you've taken your meds, you've taken your shower, and it's the middle of the night.
Yep, and I said,
just in time to watch James Corden.
I'm effed. And
you
and
only had 2 hours because I talked to you at 10.
Exactly.
Oh, he only has slept for 2 hours.
And there's no getting to sleep at least like 6 hours after taking that medicine.
Man, that is brutal. So did you get any sleep 6 hours later?
Nope.
So you've been up since?
Been up since 12:30.
Midnight.
Chances are he'll catch a nap during the audio vault.
A micro sleep.
Yeah. Like so you have to totally regulate it for sleep patterns and all.
Oh, absolutely. It just, I should have looked at the clock and I didn't.
But do you take another one now just to keep it going?
Well, no.
Like another battery in the bunny?
Well, like later today, yeah.
Okay. Just
put another battery in the bunny.
Yeah, we're doing two shows.
So are you feeling exhausted or are you feeling like the drugs are keeping you going?
I'm like kind of running on the medicine, but I'm also tired. It's like my brain is active, but my body is exhausted.
Do you have to regulate the amount of cigarettes you smoke right now?
Oh, yeah.
Probably, right? Yeah.
Probably more the better now.
Yeah, more the better. look, A, if you want to catch a cat nap, you're more than welcome to crash at my place.
I can't nap either. I'm like Mike.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
in many ways, he's just like Mike.
Yes.
But that's what I always say.
And physically.
Well, what I would say is this, is A.
Beluga's up my pant leg right now.
Watch your pants.
Why don't you post the show and then just head out? Post the free show. We're going to do the bonus show afterwards. And then head out, and then we'll send you a copy, man. That's the best play.
We can, but we need him. We need him for the bonus show.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Hey, you know
he's
what we really
topic.
Need to do?
What's that? I know. We are really in a bad
we've
way right now.
We've screwed it because we've got the mailbag and we have to start the damn show. And the mailbag will be in two parts. Thank you. Start.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My mom knew I always try to get hurt because, you know, we're kids. Nothing good is about to happen when one kid says to the other, hey, let's build a ramp. And my mom would always try to buy a safe toy so we wouldn't hurt each other. But everybody knows that that's dumb. Everybody knows that any kid could turn any toy into a weapon. Right? The best weapon you could ever have beating up a brother or sister growing up was the big, long wrapping paper tube thing. Remember that? The big, long cardboard tube thing? That was the best thing to beat up brothers or sisters with. Loved it, because it started off as a big, long staff, and you could just start smacking people with it. Then the middle part would get all busted up. Then the ends were still fine. Then you had nunchucks. My favorite thing to do with that tube, though, before we started hitting people, right, was to walk by our family dog who was just laying there sleeping. Stick the tube right by the dog's face. Dog would always wake up, what the f***? Hey, get the tube out of my face. Stick that tube in my face one more time. I'm gonna eat every one of your Star Wars figures. Now I'm gonna go over here, lick and go back to sleep. You combine me with the tube, I'll be crapping out Chewbacca in 15 minutes. My dog would always have the last laugh, though. Anytime I was late for curfew, I'd always put my car in a neutral, then turn off the engine. That way your car's in stealth mode, right? Coast into the driveway, undetected. Get out of the car, almost make it to my bedroom door, undetected. And that's usually when the dog would turn the corner. Hey, what's up? Yeah, I guess barking right now would kind of suck, wouldn't it? Yeah, not so funny now, is it?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following, with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, you do too. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Hey, boy.
Hey, boy.
Mrs. O'Mara just left for a little play date.
So. Oh, no.
Guess what daddy has?
The mice will play.
You know, there's really...
Just eat them all.
There's really you no deserve better them. Way to tell you about Sherry's Berries. Those freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99. That is over a 30% savings, and they are delicious. I could talk about them. I could say how wonderful they are, or I could take one out of the box.
Oh, dear. Here we are.
And show it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge.
Huge.
And talk to you about how delicious it is. They're massive. They are juicy. They are gourmet berries as big as your head. Well, now you know I'm exaggerating just a bit.
They're bigger than usual.
Huge.
Sherry's Berries, by the way, more than just berries, they've added amazing new seasonal treats. Seasonal treats.
Mm.
Just in time for the holidays. Head on over to berries.com and skip the crowds, the lines, and the parking wars, and send a gift they'll love delivered on the date you choose, guaranteed.
Oh, right in the gullet.
One bite.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm,
so jealous.
Little jealous right now.
Mike, and this is perfect for the holidays, because if you think about it, why not give someone something they can enjoy multiple times over?
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly. You know they're going to love it. You don't have to hassle the crowd.
I send them to my mom's work every holiday season, so all the yentas can actually walk around, and they can be like, oh, your son's the best. Enjoy these strawberries. Love the ones with a swizzle.
And also, you get to choose the day of delivery. So if you want to get it there a few days early, so your stuff isn't like lost in the wash of gifts that comes flooding in, you get it early. It's awesome.
There's only one way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries deal.
You only eat one more after this, will you?
And and help support our show.
For the bonus show.
Just visit berries.com and click on the microphone at the top right-hand corner. Then type our code in TMOS. Sherry's Berries has something for everyone and every taste. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in TMOS. Order them today. And Rob, we have to hustle, don't we?
Yes, we do. We must hurry.
All right, mailbag. Let's open the mailbag up right now. Very good. It's not all about us.
No.
It's all about you. That's the way that works. Hi, Rob.
Rob
is in sleep mode today. He is.
Barry, how do you dare say that?
No.
How do you dare say that?
It's cozy in here and it's cold outside.
Is it? Is that what it is?
This is like a little nest, Mike. And we're ready to go.
Rob, do we have any recent arrivals to our mailbag?
Yes, as a matter of fact,
we do. Mr. Energy.
Speaking of nests.
Would you settle down, please? God damn it.
You've been out of it today.
No, I haven't. I have not.
You usually cue me with the music.
I didn't know you were going to do the mailbag here because we're doing it in the body of the show.
Why? Because I said it.
No, you never said
because
you said we'll do it.
You said we'll do it in the show. I said we'll do it in two. I literally spelled out what we would do.
All right.
That's what I did. Come on.
We'll do it live.
All right, listen. We want to say Merry Christmas.
What do you mean I didn't say we weren't going to do it? I said to the last break, I said we were going
to
do it.
And you normally cue me for the music, to be perfectly
honest. All right. I'll cue you for everything.
Merry Christmas, everybody, to the Rosenbaums who sent us a card, a lovely card.
Can I see that, please? Yes. Can put up on my wall?
Also, where's the Dean Martin? Where's the Andy Williams?
Oh, the most wonderful time of the year?
Mike, he's napping. He's napping. So he's in a state of slumber today.
What? I will not accept this.
Get the Andy Williams.
All right. God damn it.
All right, the Rosenbaums.
Also,
I swear to God, it's like X's over your eyes today.
We got from Asa and Adam a beautiful card from Vistaprint.
Thank you.
We also got a card. Jennifer made this card from Vistaprint. Jennifer Udan, it is pronounced Udan, sent us this card. And I alluded to this yesterday. Very nice from Dirk Vastrick, who for Christmas has made charitable donations in all of our names.
Thank you,
Mike,
Dirk.
I know you will love this. He operated to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation, a donation in your name, and for me, the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. He's also donated for Oscar, but we've not received the notification yet. But thank you, Dirk.
The Bolivian Mountain Fund.
It is.
It's the Human
Fund.
It's
the Bolivian Mountain Fund.
Dirk, enough charities. Actually, you know what? Wounded Warriors. I've told you that in the past.
But it's so nice. He is such a class guy, and he always thinks of others, and we really
appreciate it. How about we get something for Rob for the Caffeine Fund? I think that's what we ought to get.
Why don't you squirrel him a Vyvanse?
I don't want a Vyvanse.
See what happens.
Please don't give me a Vyvanse. So those are what are in the press. Those are in our letters today.
Don't do it, Daddy. Right.
Are you going to wake up for the rest of the show?
No, Mike. I think I'm probably going to take a nap, okay?
No, you just seems like you're dragging a little bit.
I don't think I'm dragging, all right?
You're totally dragging. You're dragging, and this is the holidays, and this one now I'm trying to find the Andy Williams.
I know, me too, all right?
Have that handy, for Christ's sake. This is a legitimate argument that I'm having right now over the Andy Williams, as we're trying to do the Andy Williams bit. That ought to be... Put that in the same category you would put for all your other obsessive compulsive sound effects that you have at your fingertips that you love to play.
I will, right? But you see, I did not see this coming. That's the thing, all right?
That's true. I mean, you know, it's
Mike,
beloved by the listeners.
Why would you see it coming?
Oscar,
it's just December.
If you try to help one more time, I'm going to rip off that goddamn sport jacket and shove it in your Bolivian ass. Because you are over there stirring.
I'm just answering.
No, you're not doing anything.
I'm working. I'm multitasking.
Yeah, that's great.
Is the fact that you can't find Andy Williams that you're upset? Is that what it is?
Well, no, there's just a lot of things spinning right now.
If we would take we would ramp down and ramp back up. This is costing us valuable time on the show today.
Look, if Rob was prepared, we'd be okay.
Yeah. Not prepared.
I never have been. You know what? 2017 will be the year that I am prepared. All right.
Vyvanse this man. Now, get the pills.
3 hours.
Grab some water.
Get a better system.
you, and everybody.
Wait, why me?
That's not going to sound good with all the beeps, is it?
I think it'll actually sound pretty good.
All right. Oh, now I'm getting a call.
Oh, it's
now
Jerky.
I'm getting a call.
Is it Oscar?
Hold on.
Hey, Jerky.
God damn it. Right.
You're not dating my mother-in-law, are you?
The fidelity on that ring is fantastic.
We're doing the show. I'll call you back.
It's a serious call. He's muted the phone.
It's State Farm. They've called and said, your policy's rejected.
No, we heard Rob yelling at you. Are you okay?
Oh, that's right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, your premium's going up.
It's a wellness call.
If you're going to keep working with that crazy guy.
Wellness check.
It's not okay.
Domestic dispute. Oh, my God, our neighbors here, because we sublease the studio.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
They must think that we are going crazy.
I don't know. It's not very...
Christian.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Why do you say that? Do you hate God? I love God.
I do. I love God. God is great. You know, and this is...
That's great.
It's almost God's birthday.
You know, people that love God sleep better.
People that love God look at a clock. And I think that's what we've got here, is the fact you never look at a clock.
I looked at the
because
clock,
because you hate God. You hate God.
Hello.
Yes, everything all right?
I don't know. God damn it, I hate the holidays.
Who called?
Some guy, Some guy's been calling me about processing our credit cards. Shut up!
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, my God.
While you were gone, that's though, important. We did make something. We made an important discovery. We found
out
what
I said to the guy? I said, is this a solicitation? He said, does it sound like it's a solicitation?
Oh, so he's putting it on you?
Yeah.
So it was, Dick. Clearly.
Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, Dick. Yeah. You know why, Mike? Because it's the holidays.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, we determined while you were gone.
I said, I'm taping my show right now. You're going to talk to my. I have to talk to my business manager.
Yeah.
Okay. And he goes, okay, click.
Yeah.
He just hung up on you?
Yes.
Yeah. Guess he didn't want the business.
No, he doesn't care for the business.
Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Hey, quick sidebar.
Yeah.
As far as the holidays are concerned.
Yes.
This is prime time key moment for the gypsies that try to sell you speakers or televisions in supermarket parking lots.
Yes.
Oh, they're great.
Not once, but twice.
I
already.
Really have never felt more dread over a phone call than I just did.
Why?
I looked at it. I've got crap being delivered today.
Okay.
And so that's the only reason I took the call.
Oh, no, you take the call all the time on the show.
No. Oscar, first of all, 80%. They don't ring through the computer as much as they used to.
That is true.
Oh, my God.
That has been cut down.
You know what? I tape my show at 9 a.m., and the world awakens at 9 a.m. It's like, stop and leave me alone.
Airplane mode. Airplane mode. Just put it on airplane mode and nothing comes through until you're done with your craft.
You're on
Mike.
Your schedule.
It's your time, baby.
Right.
Your time.
We'll do the mailbag in the third break. Let's take a break and we'll do that. Thank you very much. Good day. Oh, by the way, Nikki Diamond, tell Nikki Diamond I'm sorry. We'll catch him on Friday.
Tomorrow.
All right, we'll
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We'll do Nikki tomorrow.
We'll catch him on Friday. All right.
Got another day to drink.
We'll take a we'll take a break.
Prepare a good bit for you.
Come back with your birthdays right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Bye bye.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show, we have a psychic on who explains how she does what she does and how you can avoid psychic scams.
I want her to tell us about our relationship.
Speaking of relationships, Rob takes his girlfriend to meet his parents.
At home?
What does it mean?
Wow.
And do they sleep together?
His parents?
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Why don't his parents sleep together?
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lost My Name. You know, I read to Michael every night. I have been telling you about this great gift. You've been responding to it, and you know how great a gift this is. The Lost My Name personalized book. You'll get a book for your little one that is all about them. What kid wouldn't love a personalized book about themselves? I've got a three-year-old, so my world is perfect for this gift. You can be the great grandpa, the great dad, the great uncle, the great aunt by giving this as a gift. Thanks to Lost My Name, they can have a personalized book that is so unique. Each child's adventure is based on the letters of their name, making each story unique to the child. They don't just take the name and pop it in there. They take the letters of the child's name and create an entire personalized story for them. It's truly a magical gift, and it's a keepsake that's perfect for baby showers, birthdays, and it'll make a wonderful Christmas gift. Here's what I want you to do. It's a complicated address, not that it's got a lot of letters, but you just have to pay attention. Go to lostmy.name and enter your little one's name for a free preview of their story. Once again, listen up. Unusual address, but people are figuring it out. It's lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for 10% off, plus shipping is free worldwide. Order now in time for Christmas. It's an amazing gift. Visit lostmy.name and do it today. I just discovered a cool feature.
What's that?
Because as we were speaking, and I got interrupted during the show, first I unplugged the camera. Then I had the call come in from Dallas, Texas, that was hinky and worried me. And I've gotten a call from these people before. And then I got a local call. But here's something I discovered. I didn't know that maybe it's the new technology, new software on the Apple that you can go and look at your voicemail and it's in text form.
Yeah, it brings you text. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is something brand new.
Welcome.
Pretty
cool.
Say,
welcome to 2015, Mike.
Thank you. Okay. And it didn't. I had no phone that had this on in 2015 or 2016. Thank you. You know, and once again, that is a smug, snarky, a-hole comment.
It's the most wonderful time.
Speaking of which, I just heard from Nikki Diamond. He's tickled to death to reschedule.
Are you saying he's not happy?
No, he'll be okay. We'll talk him down. But you know how Nicky is. He,
Rob.
No,
hey, Rob.
It's the Pond World situation. He probably promised.
Yeah, he probably had a Thursday clearance.
So they would have like a Friday rush.
And now they've got to readjust.
Rob, but I'm having the kind of day with my medication,
yes.
Where I need to know if it is truly, was it problematic?
No.
Was it truly problematic?
No, no.
Let me ask you this. Is Nicky Diamond problematic?
He is. He's a problematic man.
That's what we really should be asking.
I know he's problematic, but it really was not a big deal?
No, not a big deal. Not a big deal.
Okay. You sure?
Positive.
Are you telling me that, you know, I had that issue with Pony this week. I want to make sure you're giving it to me straight.
100%.
You are our number one liaison with him.
I know. It's fine.
Let me write him and get the real story.
And see if he's okay. But he said to me.
I will not be able to move on with the mailbag unless we get the
I hope he texts fast. He said, quote, although he was slurring on his talk to text feature.
You're doing shtick. I have to stress to you.
He said,
with the way this show has gone today.
No worries. No worries. Period. Sure. Period.
Oscar,
all right, he just wrote back.
What do you write back?
It's okay.
You know, Nicky, what do you think?
I think that
this is a highlight
of his week. So
let's call Nicky.
He was bummed out.
Let's call Nicky. We'll do the mailbag in the last segment. I'll blow out the news that I worked on today.
Okay, Buzz.
No.
I'm going to have another strawberry.
That's a surprise.
Okay. Okay, Pop.
Oh, he dropped a cherry's berry.
Oh. Here we go. Calling him up.
Oh, Mike, you see it? Oh, three of them are down. Three strawberries. Sorry, Mike, 5-second rule. Just get it real quick.
God, I'm just a mess today. I swear to God.
Oh, now he's playing hard to get.
He'll pick up on that.
Hey, hello.
Nicky
Diamond.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing great. Doing great. How are you?
Oh, big win last week. Big win.
You had a guarantee for us last week, as you recall.
Nailed it.
Well, you said that there'd be 30 fantasy points?
Huh?
You guaranteed that one particular player would bring 30 fantasy points.
No. Come on. I said that Russell Wilson would lead his team
time capsule
to a 30-point victory. They won by 33 points. That's how you light them up.
No, but you said that Russell Wilson would yield 30 fantasy points.
Why would I say that? It makes no sense.
Nicky, I was here. You actually said Russell Wilson was going to be your diamond pick of the week.
Yep. He's a leader. Led his team to that big victory. That's my fantasy winning.
Well, I don't know. What do I know, Nicky? I've got Sherry's berries all over my studio floor right now.
Oh, those are delicious. Very good.
Aren't they very, very good? They're really wonderful.
Yeah, microphone in the top corner and type in light them up.
You know, Nicky, no. You type in TMOS.
TMOS, you jerk.
It's TMOS, Nicky. You know what? Sherry's Berries are a wonderful sponsor, almost as good as ..
On World. Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Nicky.
When's the big party?
Big party coming up on Saturday in our studio.
He did not invite him.
Oh.
Mm. Well, I mean, he's not going to be able to. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to be there either, Nicky. I'm down here in Florida.
Yet.
You're in Nevada. Unfortunately, Nicky, I don't like to put that kind of financial burden on you, but if you were able to find a way.
There's not back enough to time.
Hold on. If you were able to find a way back to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
by Saturday to make it to our TMOS Christmas party, Oscar's right. There's not enough time if you're going to take a bus, but if you were to fly in, you know, we're having a party about 2 o'clock. We're taping the show, and we're having a Christmas party for TMOS at our studios in D.C. on Saturday.
Do you know, some airlines still offer grief flights. You could lie about a family death and get a good deal. And we'll give you, 6-7 drink tickets.
Yeah, anything goes.
Yeah, come on. It's going to be fun.
Spurlock, I'm an honest man. I would never do that. Come on.
Well, you know,
Speewack.
You'd really have to know a funeral
drink,
director.
Drink tickets to your studio?
No, no, no. There's only.
Why don't you give me a new car ticket to a studio? You don't sell anything there.
It's an intimate affair. It's just like Tony Perkins and all these other famous people.
Yeah,
so you
fame.
You really wouldn't belong.
Is Earl Rogers going to be there?
We can get you a few tickets to that.
Like the first talking. Hey,
yes, Nicky.
Is that iPhone boy person? He's going to be there.
Todd Moore will be here. Yes.
Yeah, I don't care for him.
You're not alone, Nicky.
I met alone. Him at the improv thing, and Jesus. Hey, we get it. You have iPhone apps. Thanks for letting me know every 5 seconds. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought you download a personality. Jesus.
Oh, right. Come on. How dare you?
Yeah, I understand.
I don't stand for that.
Very harsh.
I mean, this app will put you to sleep. We'll settle this conversation, buddy. Why don't you do this?
My God. All's animosity.
He's a perfectly nice individual. He really is.
He's my best friend.
At least not, but okay.
He's a very, very nice guy.
All right, let's get to our picks. It's getting uncomfortable.
Yes, let's get to the picks.
Yep, I'm on a roll.
All right, go ahead, Nicky.
Odell Beckham Jr., that is my pick of the week. Your thoughts?
Well, you're playing the Cowboys. You know, it's the biggest game, one of the biggest games of the year. But you know what? I think Beckham, it's too much pressure. The guy, he's fragile emotionally. He will crack under the pressure. Get away from Odell Beckham and his stupid hair. I hate that guy. Forget him.
All right.
All right. Very good.
The Redskins have a recent history of
turn down your radio. Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
Like the echo.
Are you talking about me?
Is that you, Mike?
Yeah, that was me.
Probably. Oh, my God.
I'm having a terrible day. I'm having the worst day I've ever had, and technically in here. Oh, I can't get a monitor on to save my ass
If your ham hands were buried in Sherry's berries, maybe you could figure this out.
Yeah, I'm never eating in the studio again as long as I live.
I want to apologize to Pawn World for them ruining
it. All right. Oh my God. In an effort to move forward, what is your diamond pick of the week?
My diamond pick of the week is we're going with the Detroit Lions. They are playing the Chicago Bears, one of the worst teams in the league. The Bears actually beat the Lions back early in September. Won't happen this time. Golden Tate, the man with the sexiest name in all of football, will dominate for your Detroit Lions. Golden Tate, the diamond pick of the week. L-I-G-H-T, light him up!
Very good. There he goes. There he goes.
Thank you, Nick.
Very exciting. Fantastic. That's it. Rob, we got to take a break. Let's get out of here. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been insane. Can you see me, gentlemen?
Yes. You look fine.
I swear to God, I got berries all over the goddamn floor. Nicky Diamond, I didn't want to scratch. We will get to the mailbag in the next segment right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. God!
This is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookie Show. No, really, please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob, but I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how it's changed my life. It is truly one of my favorite things. Now, my innovative friends at Sleep Number have created a pillow that is so comfortable, it's everybody's favorite, including mine. Carla and I fight over this pillow. It is the Sleep Number Comfort Fit Pillow. It is the perfect combination of soft comfort and conforming support. It features a unique fill of memory foam coupled with premium down alternative fibers, so it keeps its shape night after night. The Comfort Fit Pillow is so comfortable, it's truly the must-have gift for everybody on your list. My Sleep Number setting is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night, my sleep IQ score was 95, and I feel great. There is just one place you will find the Comfort Pillow, the Comfort Fit Pillow, at a Sleep Number store. Right now, you can buy one and get one 50% off. That is a deal. Be sure to check it out all at their great gifts for smarter sleep. Be sure to check out all their great gifts for smarter sleep. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find a Sleep Number store near you by calling 800-511-0061. Make sure that you make a list and check it twice, and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. I have been punished today. I have been punished by trying to do a little more than I should. That's what I... and Oscar
mentioned... karma.
Counter space, and no, this was not behind. I didn't do that because I wanted to eat a berry. I did it because I thought it would be good for the sponsor. And then everything turned to crap. That's the way it goes. But now, without further ado, we will get to the mailbag because it is not all about us. Yes, let's get right. Do you want to open any gifts or what?
No, we already did the mailbag arrival.
Yes, and quick sidebar, Mike.
Yes.
Are the dogs loose in your studio? Because chocolate isn't good for them.
No, that will kill them.
They're not in here. They're not in here, and they can't get in.
Oh, I was hopeful.
Cool. Yeah, I was hopeful for just a second.
Almost like a Columbo-like plot.
Today is birthday number 57 to Patrick McQuillan, the king of Reno, Nevada. Hooray for Patrick.
Yay!
Yay!
He's not really a king.
This Sunday is birthday number 29 for Sabrina de la Cruz, one of Oscar's people. I didn't write that.
Hola.
No, her husband did.
Happy birthday a bit early to Lisa Kendall. She's a newlywed who happens to be a Christmas baby. Happy 35th to Ryan Horner of North Liberty, Iowa, who tells us Feliz Navidad and don't get happy. I love that. Warm 46th birthday greetings to Marcus Hodges, who treated himself to a bonus show subscription. That's wonderful.
A lovely gift, yes.
You know what? It'd be great if everybody on their birthday that listens to this show could treat themselves to a birthday show subscription. That would be great. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the rest. This Saturday, my son Nicholas Hutton turns 18. He's a good boy. My wife and I are extremely proud of him. He's in the top 5% of his high school senior class.
That's awesome.
And his future is extremely bright. He's going to major in computer design and wants to be a video game designer. How many kids want to do that nowadays?
Everybody.
So cool.
In fact, he was just accepted into Penn State. Pause for applause. I'd like to drop a dollar coin in the slot machine of comedy to see if Mike Ehrmantraut can send him a birthday greeting. Have a great holiday season, guys. I can't wait for more laughter in 2017. Chris Hutton. Well, let's give it a spin and see what's going to happen. Dayquil.
Yay!
It's a big win.
I like that.
No, it's a no.
Sorry.
Oh.
When it comes up Dayquil,
I didn't realize Dayquil was a losing winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That felt like a winner.
Thank you. Let's move on. Dear
Keep
Mike
studying.
Rob, Oscarito, and assorted interns. Just getting through it, boys. I found it very interesting that when discussing the Thanksgiving Day celebration with his family, Oscar stated that his family members don't really drink. Isn't this the same man whose Tio Jaime got all liquored up, jumped on a picnic table in the basement, and dropped his pants, only to return at 6 a.m. the next morning?
True.
The next morning to enjoy some of Mama Santana's delicious fricassee. That sounds like drinking to me. What gives? Joey Parsons, Hollywood, USA.
Great memory. He's absolutely right. That's an infamous Christmas that we had at our
legendary, really.
Yes, our extended family. My immediate family doesn't drink. My immediate family.
Is the immediate family stay dry because of the extended family?
No, it just was never part of our family's culture.
I see.
It just really wasn't. When we go to our uncles, like my parents, they wouldn't drink then either. They would just have a couple of glasses of wine. They wouldn't get hammered.
I see.
I've only seen my father hammered once my entire life.
How is Tio Jaime? Do you still keep in contact?
I don't know if he's alive or dead, but I hope for all the best.
That would
I think we
that
all
question.
Do.
Yes.
All right, next letter. Hi, boys. For Christmas this year, I have but one wish. Can it please be made a holiday tradition that Mike reviews a classic children's holiday movie? His psychological profile of Santa during the review of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer caused me to pull my truck to the side of the road because I was laughing so hard I had become a traffic hazard. Love you all, and Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones. Brian Dry, this email brought to you by Pawn World. I'm so glad we got Nicky Diamond on today. I know the show's been a complete cluster F, but, you know, it's a good cluster F because we got so many things going on.
Yes.
That's the way that
Mike,
works.
My brother just texted me back. Tio Jaime is alive and doing well.
That's good. Oh my God. Has he gotten to the part where he makes amends with you yet?
No, those holidays were a blast because you didn't know as a little kid what was going to happen.
Right.
If they were going to make us dance merengue in the basement at 1 a.m. and watch us while they were hammered. Or
I always forget about the fact they made you dance.
You're going to see red underoos running around, you know?
Yeah.
That kills me when you guys do that. I mean, I can't believe that, you know, when we have certain relatives that, you know, waltz into our world and then they waltz back out and then you don't know whether they're alive or dead.
Do you have any of those?
I don't anymore. I'm too damn old. They're all dead.
Most of them
have.
Mike's on deck.
I've mentioned this story before.
I am literally on the on deck circle. That's the way that rolls.
The first week I lived in Richmond for college, the front page story on the Richmond Times-Dispatch was about a man who faked his death for insurance.
Yes.
And it was my cousin Matt Gaffney. That was the first we had heard of him in 20 years, and it was in the newspaper.
And I have to share this with you also. Rob, you know how I give Pony and you the OCD award as far as that? These berries on the floor.
They've got to be driving you nuts.
I have never been more I'm just, I can't focus on the show.
You can still eat them. That floor is clean.
The eating has nothing to do with it.
These are clutter.
Get them clean. Hi, boys. For Christmas this year, all I'm thinking the whole time I'm doing this show is melting. Melting.
I don't think they're melting. I think you're melting. Fine.
Blame the dogs.
Hi, boys. For Christmas this year, I have but one wish.
Oh, next letter. Next letter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, gents. Tuesday, December 6th was the 35th annual celebration of the birth of noted husband, father, and bonus show resubscriber, Paul R.C. I have one question, Oscar. Yes. What was the deciding factor in you wanting to pursue your MBA? I ask this because I am thinking of returning to school to pursue a Master's of Public Policy. Thanks, gents, and happy holidays. Paul in Portland, Oregon.
If I'm being completely transparent, I spent a summer with Dominic Foxworth, who is at Harvard Business School, and he, within a, I want to say, a two-hour process, had narrowed down how little money we were making to the cent on this program. Mm-hmm. And I said, if you can figure that out, then you can figure out how to build a business. And we looked at each other. He said, you should go back. And that's what really moved the meter for me when I said, I need these tools to help out my overall family.
And when you say you need these tools, you're referring to Mike and me?
Thank you. Moving on. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. I wanted to send a shout-out to my sister, Nita.
Nita.
Who you all met at the live event in D.C. last month. On Tuesday, Nita had her 14th and final chemo treatment. That's good job, woo! Nita. Hang in there, Nita. Way to go. She still has a tough road ahead of her, but I know it's a great feeling for her to be able to finish out this chapter and move on to the next step toward recovery. I've been around this. I know how that feels. That's such a great feeling. Rob's been touched by this, too. This is great. I'm so happy for her. Your show has been a great source of laughs for both of us as she goes through this journey and helps us stay connected, even though we live 5 hours away from each other. We already have our tickets to the live show in New Orleans and are looking forward to another fun girls' weekend. They're wonderful people. Thanks for bringing the funny for Nita and for me. God bless you, Jenny Eiler, and your sister Nita. I love you guys, and I'm so glad the chemo is over. Moving right along. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I entered my midlife, mid-40s this week, and I was wondering if Jennifer Wisniewski could sing me Happy Birthday. Oh, it's self-serving, but no one else in my family has been bitten, unfortunately, by the TMOS bug. Well, you got to try harder. I also would like to wish all of you the merriest of Christmases, and I wanted Mike to know that I share his pain of losing his mom this past year. While I haven't lost him yet, my father is quickly being taken away due to rapidly progressive dementia. I'm sorry to hear that. But thanks to you and yours, my days can be interrupted by laughter and true happiness. I'm sure it's been a happy show today, hasn't it? True happiness as I listen to all of you and forget for just a bit that I'm losing him. I love you guys, and here's to many, many more years of bringing the funny, DGH, and I'll hang up and listen. Scott Mason, let's just bring Jennifer in.
Okay.
That was such a nice letter.
All right.
Let's bring her in, shall we?
Hi, Jen.
Hey, guys. Hi.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
How you been?
How are you?
Hi. Oh, it's a very low-cut sweater.
What's his name? Scott Mason? Is that Mr. Man? Is that who wanted it?
And could you do me a favor before you get out of here? I know you're going to sing, but when you leave, will you please pick up those strawberries for Mike?
Oh, my God. Look at the floor. Mr. O'Meara.
Do you subscribe to the 5-second rule?
Jennifer, just chill and just do the song, okay?
But look at the mess you made! Oh my God! You're a pigmeister. You are a pigmeister. All right, who am I singing to, guys?
You are Scott Mason. Scott Mason.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Scott Mason. Look at my cleavage.
Stop it.
Happy birthday, dear Scott Mason, as I take an ice cube and rub it
right. No!
Oh, man. You know what we call this?
What?
Cheesy ice!
Oh,
happy birthday!
Oh, savory cocktails.
You. Merry holidays, guys. Take care.
Bye, Jeff.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Bye.
Strawberry
love
time.
She's an ass. Anyway,
was that a Tipsy Elf sweater she was wearing?
Yeah. Low cut.
Okay.
Low cut Tipsy Elf sweater. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, God, my name is Julia Powell, and I am 12 years old. Oh, hi, Julia. And my dad, Brian Powell, is a big fan of your show. My dad, my younger brother, and I listen to your show every morning during our drive to school, and it's one of the special things we get to do together. I am writing to ask if you guys could wish him a great birthday, even if it's after his birthday, because we know this would be a really great surprise for him. He has written birthday shout-outs for my brother James and I in the past, and now we would like to do the same for him. We love our dad with all our hearts. What a great letter, young lady.
Papa.
He is such a great guy, and we hope that he had a great birthday on December 3rd. Happy birthday, Daddy. Love from your great kids, Daddy, Julia and James.
Aww.
Love that. That is awesome. Brian Powell, you are a lucky man to have a 12-year-old daughter that has it together to send. And Julia, you should be proud of that letter. God bless you. And have a great birthday, Dad.
Don't
That's
we all
terrific.
Wish we got something like that?
Don't we all wish we had a kid named Julia that cared?
Hey,
just
well,
once.
When you're putting
so
that together, cool. Do you read that and you're like, man.
Oh, one, hands in the air. Tier. I just throw my hands in the air. So, of course. Of course.
That
Julia
does it.
Really children out there. I got them in their 20s. And they say, what's up? Anyway.
Dubane, Dad. Dubane.
Gentlemen. On December 6th, my lovely wife of 15 years, Christina, left her douchebag 30s and entered her I don't give an F 40s. Could Joan Crawford offer some advice on what libations Christina should have on her birthday? Yours in Christ, P1 listener, Mike Robichaux, Charlotte, North Carolina. Joan Crawford.
Do we spin for Joan?
Joan is your thing, so you let me know, you know?
Well, you know what? I'm going to defer to Joan's good buddy in real life. Betty Davis.
Yeah, I'm confused by this one.
Yeah, I think that's what he wanted.
I don't do Joan Crawford, and I don't know what you want.
Well, because it's Christina. You know, if it's Joan Crawford, you say, Christina, damn
Christina,
it.
Christopher, damn it. Well, you know what? I think we've covered it. Let's move
right,
on to
good.
The next letter.
Yeah.
I like this.
This is the times two mailbag. Sped up.
Well, now I've got something that says, I think I lost the...
No, it's a very, very short letter. Just one more page left.
Well, another December 10th, that's what I say?
That's how it begins, yeah.
Well, another December 10th means another year older from Tom Adams of Austin, Texas, year 58 to be exact. I forget where I found this jingle, but I was doing a search on my name, like one does, enjoy, old timer out.
Okay. This is sort of fascinating. This guy was Googling his own name and came up with a DJ shout, even though it's not his DJ shout. Now, I don't know how that compares to
Tom O'Brien.
But I like Tom Adams.
Tom Adams.
Just wanted
so
to
that was a letter from Tom Adams?
Yeah, it's his birthday, and he wanted to share a jingle that he found on
Happy
the internet.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Very good. And I hold in my hand our last letter.
Ooh, finally.
Hi, guys. It's not my birthday. That was last month. But because you guys, in some way, shape, or form, have been entertaining me since 1988, it only seems appropriate to support you. So in the past month or so, I have bought a Lost My Name book for my 3-year-old niece.
Woo!
Bought a pair of distilled jeans.
Yes.
Bought Hint Water.
Boom, bam.
Renewed my bonus show subscription.
Ding, ding,
bought
ding,
Christmas
ding.
Gifts for my 8 nieces and nephews via the TMOS Amazon portal. Bought myself some Christmas gifts through the Amazon link. Keep doing what you do. I actually don't want a fruitcake because I'll probably get the beaties from it. Tony Lamb. That's fantastic.
Tony, awesome.
Good job, Tony. We'll
thank you, sir.
Stare at these berries for the rest of the show and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I am dripping with perspiration. Thank you. Hi. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also one of the busiest. Luckily, one of the most important holiday traditions doesn't take much time at all. We would like you to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. And boys, I know you're excited because this year, there's something special coming if you order the bonus package. Am I right, Rob Spiewak? Am I right?
Me.
That's right. You'll receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album, Have an Oh Merry Christmas. Did you come up with that name, Oscar? I'm just curious.
I did, but more importantly, Mike, help keep TMOS a no-kill shelter.
Thank you. All of your favorite holiday songs sung by all your TMOS buddies, and the only way to get it.
How do you get it, Mike?
You buy the TMOS bonus package.
That's
it's
right.
All waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus package, and you'll get the holiday album. Here's a clip now.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again, because it's beginning to look a lot.
Wow. Sounds a little boozy, that one right
yeah.
there.
Might have had a few.
Wow.
Might have had a few incredible. Before Mixdown.
Hammered.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by CISO. If you like comedy, you're going to love CISO. CISO, comedy for comedy nerds, by comedy nerds. It is spelled S-E-E-S-O. It is the new on-demand ad-free streaming service that brings you the best comedy ever, all in one place. Bingeable comedy anytime, anywhere, on virtually any device with no commercials. Rob, I know you're digging on the CISO.
The best place to go if you want to watch stand-up. We run a lot of stand-up opens in
yes.
the show, and they are just dynamite for that. And you can bunny trail and find classic stuff. If you want to see Louis C.K. with hair, CISO is the place to go. They've got everything. It's great.
It's perfect.
They've got everything, every episode of SNL ever, including new episodes the day after they air, Tonight Show episodes after they air, British comedy like Monty Python, critically acclaimed
no
stand-up.
Ads.
No ads.
It's absolutely incredible, and it is commercial-free. We love it. Right now, our listeners can try CISO for free for 2 months when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. After that, it's only $3.99 a month. That's incredible. Just go to SEESO.com right now to sign up for 2 months free with the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code TMOS. The critics have spoken. CISO is the future of comedy.
News.
Yes, sir. Barry's on the floor. What do you do?
He's named Barry. He throws fruit on the floor.
I don't have any counter space left. Why move things that need to be moved?
It's named Barry's brother, Strawberry.
We
lazy fat ass.
We figured out another holiday present for you, Mike.
Yes, we're going to have it overnighted.
Well,
we're
say overnighted.
Or as the Germans say, ubernighted.
Thank you. If you still haven't gotten your significant other a Christmas present, you might want to hold off until Monday because there is a chance you won't need to bother anymore. According to statisticians in England, you are more likely to get dumped this Sunday than any other day of the year.
Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please.
The study based on Facebook relationship status changes from in a relationship to single, which peak on December 11th every single year. And the holidays are definitely the reason behind it because you've decided you don't want your boyfriend or girlfriend to meet your family or you don't want them to get a present.
I was thinking gift would be the big deal, yeah.
Yeah, you just can't fathom going to a bunch of parties with them. Whatever it is, December 11th is exactly 2 weeks before Christmas, so that is the last possible moment to pull the ripcord on a relationship without looking like a bad person for dumping them too close to the holidays.
And it's a win-win because you don't have to deal with all that friction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And otherwise, you know, if you're planning on it, the holidays would be very...
Hey, when you got divorced, was anyone around the holidays? One of them divorces?
Odds are at least one of them.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, all I know is the ramp up to the big D is, you know, you go through a sucky holiday at one point no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to think that I got the news that I was being dumped,
yeah.
that my significant other wanted me out of there.
Yeah.
Right around Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that. That's the one. Yeah, that's the one I remember.
Did you spend Thanksgiving at home or have to go to a friend's house?
No, my mom was in town.
Oh. Oh, that is vicious.
Heartless. Yeah. Heartless. Moving on.
Hey, can I just... I would... Mike...
I hate this show.
You know what?
I hate this show today.
This alarm has never before been set off by thoughts, but I just got it from you.
Thank you. Here is a list of the most overpaid movie actors. The list is based on what they return for every dollar they are paid.
Understood.
Bradley Cooper at number 10 returns $12.10 for each buck he's paid.
Oh.
Julia Roberts, $10.80. DiCaprio, $9.90. Mark Wahlberg, $9.20. Adam Sandler, $7.60. George Clooney returns $6.70 for each dollar paid. Will Ferrell returns $6.50
Boo!
For each dollar paid. There you go. Channing Tatum returns $6. Will Smith, $5, but Johnny Depp, ladies and gentlemen, at number one, returns $2.80 for every dollar he gets paid.
However, if you think about it, 280% is not a bad return.
But not if you're comparing it to... this is where your mind is warped, because if you look at those numbers, you're like, we're never going to hire Johnny Depp again because
right.
we can get more money over
yeah.
here. Right?
Go get Absolutely. Channing Tatum yes. to be Willy Wonka.
Donald Trump made history again yesterday, becoming the first WWE Hall of Famer to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. But did the magazine do a number on him?
Huh?
On the cover of the issue, Trump is placed so that the M in the word Time is right over his head in a way that it kind of looks like he has devil horns on his head.
I never noticed. Let me look at that again.
Could this be a coincidence? Yes, it could. In fact, it's happened a bunch of times before.
Sure.
Because every profile picture, they've done it to everybody.
They did
including
it to you.
Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and the Pope. And theirs looked even more like horns. So it happens because it's the M in Time that's right in the middle. That's why that happened.
Did you see
right?
what the publisher of Time said when he was countered with this, though?
What's that?
He looked straight at the camera and wanted to remind everybody that Christmas was right around the corner.
17 days for Christmas shopping.
17 days to fill the stocking.
Can't miss this.
Go, Todd.
Gotta got 17 more. Here he comes.
Only got 17.
Hi. Did you hear what the man said? Only 17 shopping days left till Christmas.
Sounds like my Christmas record.
Yeah. Okay. Stuck in an airplane filled with germs. You know what I want for Christmas? I want the most wonderful time of the year to be as accessible as that Christmas thing. That we
then do. You shall have it, Mike. You there shall you have it whenever you like.
Stuck in an airplane filled with germs, loud talkers, and rubbery chicken. Let me tell you, it seems like the ideal setting for a romantic encounter. Am I right?
Right.
That's our pessimistic reaction to the concept of air dates. Air dates is an app that helps you connect with Ms. Wright whilst you are traveling.
Oh!
Mile high.
Mile high, Tinder.
Yeah.
Yeah, before you get to the airport, you enter your flight details at the gate, you update your preferences, and scan for potential matches. This is for the guy in Sideways. That is the roommate,
yes.
right? This is for the sex addict.
This is
every-
yes, guaranteeing the fact that I will never use a United Airlines blanket ever.
On the way to Orlando, I'm in the gate, and because I'm a man, and it doesn't matter that I'm engaged, I notice that there is an 11 waiting in the terminal, right? And I bought my, well, I didn't buy my ticket, but my family bought my ticket late
sure.
to go down there. And so I was like, I don't even know where I'm sitting. I don't know how this is happening. So I sit down.
Are you praying at this point?
Well, it's going to make this 2 hours go a lot faster, right? So she's coming.
As you manically babble the entire
flight. She's coming down. And,
I got my NBA last week. I got my NBA last week. I got my NBA.
And she's coming down.
Do you have a Vyvanse?
The aisle. And she's seated right next to me, and it's a two-seater, like two on each side.
Nice.
Oh,
amazing.
And I was like, oh, why couldn't this happen 2 years ago before I got engaged? Like, now everything's ruined. Ruined. So I just kept my headphones on. But I, like a serial killer, every time she looked over, I stared at her.
Yeah, I'm not telling you where he was wearing the headphones, though.
In my pants! Oscar, keep those stories coming. I love them. Anyway, when you're aboard with this app, you need Wi-Fi and Bluetooth turned on. How available you make yourself is up to you. It doesn't have to be about dating. It doesn't have to be about doing it on a plane. It could be a fun way to find fellow partiers in the city you're visiting. If things go south, it can make for an awkward flight. But air travel is already awkward. Am I right, ladies?
Oh, it sucks, right, ladies?
The worst.
No problem at all. Netflix is highlighting its movie lineup with research showing that after streaming, subscribers finish binge-watching a show. After they binge-watch, they want to watch a movie. That's what their statistics, the streaming service Netflix, say. After finishing a series, 59% of Netflix members took at least a one-day break with a median gap of 2.5 days, according to the data. I love this kind of data.
Yeah.
During that period, 61% of those members, all Netflix members, 36% of them, watched a standalone movie title.
Huh.
So I think what this tells you is Netflix is going to continue to tweak their feature movies because they know that after people binge on a TV show,
more shows, more movies, we all win.
It's weird because remember Netflix started with the mail-away DVD service, and I never think of them for movies now. I think of them strictly for television programming. Yeah.
Oh, there are a ton of movies on there.
Gotta get in there and look it up.
They had a list, a huge list of all the combinations they had about binge-watching a TV show and then what they'd watch as a movie. The only one I broke out was Better Call Saul because I thought it was interesting. What do you think the movie is that people watch after a large percentage after watching Better Call Saul?
Would it be something law-related or something with Bob Odenkirk in it?
It was Reservoir Dogs.
Ooh. Okay, I can see that.
Nice.
That would be a Mike O'Mara combo right there. No problem.
I paired up The Wiggles and The Exorcist.
That's in your strange little mind right
That's
there.
In my queue.
That is, I have to play Rob's music when I have that. That's wonderful. Thank you. All right. Anyway, and now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something. A 30-year-old guy named Lee from Heilongjiang, China.
Hi, Lee.
He got dumped by his girlfriend last week. He kept trying to get her to take him back, but she wouldn't do it, so he got desperate on Monday. Lee told her if she didn't take him back, he was going to set off a bomb that would blow up her and her family. And he even sent her family. And he even sent her a picture of the bomb to show he wasn't bluffing. But he was bluffing because it wasn't actually a bomb. Lee just wrapped some sausages in packing tape to look like sticks of dynamite.
Sausages.
His plan fell apart when his sister saw the bomb and didn't realize it was fake, so she called the cops. I'm going to get letters because of what I just did before and then what I do now. I'm sorry, but
not everyone's going to hear it.
Lee was arrested for endangering public security, but there is a silver lining to all of this, and I know he lives in China, but there is good news. This gentleman was so stupid.
Yes.
He was so stupid.
How stupid was he?
He has been invited by the Chamber of Commerce to move to Florida. We'll take a break on the craziest show we've ever done and be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hey. TMOS's quietest intern, Vincent, here again to talk to you about Amazon. Have you started thinking about holiday gifts? Or how about a birthday present for that nephew you see once a year? No? Me either. But there's good news. With Amazon, it's never too late. Amazon offers next-day shipping to make sure all your gifts arrive as soon as you need them. Just visit MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or follow the Amazon link from the show's homepage. Every purchase benefits the show at no added expense to you. So what are you waiting for? Shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show today and buy everything you want. But on second thought, screw that nephew. He's such a brat.
We can do a fruitcake, Rob, if you want to do a fruitcake, but let me...
it's your call. We either have to do it now or in the bonus show.
We got to give the fruitcakes away.
I agree. I think it's priority.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Movement Watches. Look at my wrist. Right there.
Beautiful.
Woo!
Look at that.
Movement.
Wearing my Movement Watch can make all of your holiday gift-giving anxiety disappear, or it can make your gift gay.
Nay, Barry.
Try to read a spot. Can't even read.
I'm selling watches.
I am wearing motor coordination mic today. Look at me wearing my movement watch. I'm actually wearing the goddamn watch today. All right? I'm wearing it, okay? I'm trying to avoid the berries that I ate. I'm really happy.
I hope Carla comes up and sees you in the state.
I'm really happy we have sponsors.
This is full
Rob,
mania.
Rob, I'm really sorry I yelled at you before.
No, it's fine.
And Oscar, I'm sorry I complained about you calling me. And Pony, I'm sorry I gave you a hard time yesterday.
Hey, Mac, if you would, I'm go in the backyard sick. And dig a
I'm
hole.
Sick.
Because we're going to put this show in a time capsule.
I'm sick. I love everybody.
We love you.
Movement watches.
When did the tears come?
20 minutes ago.
When I talked about my second marriage. Movement watches can make all of your holiday gift giving anxiety disappear. These watches make the perfect gift.
It's all about time, Mike.
For any guy or gal. They're beautiful.
Yes.
Girl,
gorgeous.
Not gal. Okay? It's not Mad Men. It's not 1962, Mike. Any guy or girl. And best of all, they start at only $95. We love our movement watches. You love yours. Now let's finish your holiday shopping and get a movement watch for someone on your list. Wouldn't you love to give somebody a watch like this?
People yeah. love watches.
So many different
so
styles.
Hard for me to show it?
So many different styles.
You're left-handed.
I'm left-handed and everything's on the left. At a department store, the same watch that you pay $95 for, a movement watch, would cost you $400 to $500. Okay? Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism. With 500,000 watches sold in over 160 countries. And always at the best. And always at the best possible price. I'm not laughing at Movement Watch.
No.
I'm laughing at myself.
It's the show itself.
It is.
And I'm trying not to roll over a strawberry.
You know how many times I've heard someone say that?
Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMTwatches.com/TMOS. That's movement. This watch has a really clean design, and I've been getting compliments ever since I put it on. Even though there's no one in the house, and I put it on this morning. Now is the time to step up your watch game. Go to movementwatches.com/TMOS and join the movement. Hey, everybody, guess what time it is on the Mike O'Mara Show?
Fruitcake. It's fruitcake right. time. Woo. Hey, kids, what time is it?
There's no way this person answers. It's just my prediction.
What if I give you my personal guarantee?
All right.
I've got a good feeling because today, Mike, you should know. Doppel cakes today.
Yeah, and it's Mercedes leather.
Yeah, that's right. I put a pair of shoes in.
We rolled two fruitcakes into today because we didn't get an answer yesterday.
Right.
Any feedback, by the way? You guys get any feedback from the person that we didn't get in touch with yesterday?
Not a word.
The shecky guy, the funny guy?
Yeah.
All right. Dear
I say let him rot.
I'm not going to diss the listener. I'm not going to do
well,
that.
Well, we did leave him a nasty message.
And the the letter was a little cheeky. It was a little cheeky, and also he was one of the guys that doesn't use a lot of capital letters, and that pisses me off.
Dear TMOS, I know it's irrelevant, but I just wanted to start off and say I've listened to you guys now for over half my life. During my 20s, I even changed my shift at work just so I could listen to the show. So thank you for over 16 years of great entertainment. I asked for a fruitcake because I have never had one in my life. And would love to start with the best. Also, it would piss off my wife. And I love seeing that look on her face. I want this guy to win bad. Because we're going to get, if we give him the fruitcake, he'll get two and he has to give his wife one. Every day, and I mean literally every day, and so far twice in the bedroom. What? Every day, and I mean literally every day, and so far twice in the bedroom, I say, so today on the Mike O'Mara Show, or today on Rob's Magic Audio Vault, and no matter what I say after that, she is not amused. She doesn't like TMOS, thanks to Oscar and his wonderful views on relationships and his bird call of a laugh. And her displeasure makes me smile every time. I love this guy. So if I were to say the Mike O'Mara Show is sending me a fruitcake, she would probably shake her head and wonder where she went wrong. It may even ruin her night. Please help me achieve this goal. Thank you guys every day for what you do. Jeff Thomas, let's call Jeff right now. I am rooting for him.
Two cakes on the line, Mike.
It's my favorite letter.
Jeff.
Because he can involve her in the second fruit.
Or he could eat them both himself.
He could use it in the bedroom, Mike.
This is pretty funny stuff. I hope he answers.
Hello?
Jeff Thomas. Hey, Jeff, it's Mike O'Mara. How are you?
I'm good. How about you, sir?
I am doing wonderfully. I absolutely loved your letter. It's my favorite letter so far that we have received. And the good news, Jeff, is because we didn't get through to our listener yesterday, we rolled two fruitcakes over, and
Doppel
you're getting
doppelcakes
for Christmas, and that means you might have even have the option of giving your wife the second fruitcake if you choose, but it doesn't sound like you might want to do that. I don't know. It's your choice, Jeff, because you're the big winner.
Yay!
Of the
show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, you know what would be great is tell her the first night that you want a fruitcake, then wait a couple days and say, guess what? I've got another fruitcake.
She's already shaking her head. I'm in the car with her now.
She's in the car. Oh, God bless her. Well, that's wonderful. Jeff, congratulations. Enjoy your fruitcake. And thank you for your continuing support of the Mike O'Mara Show. We appreciate it.
I love all you guys. Thank you so
Merry
much.
Christmas, Jeff.
Thank you.
That's Merry Christmas.
There Jeff, you go. Jeff. All right, that's good. Put him
all
on
right.
Get his address. That's
love
fantastic.
It. Good about that.
That was a great one.
Oh, my God. Well, what do we, you know, I don't like to rip off Opie and Anthony with what have we learned today, but boy, we have learned that I shouldn't bring a whole tray of Sherry's Berries
the
into
tray.
A studio. And
food in the studio is never really a good idea.
Yeah, otherwise no, they'd call it a foodie.
Yeah.
You know, we're very busy this time of year, and I truly have stuff everywhere, and that's the way this normally works, and that's it. So we're out of show, are we not?
May I play you one tape for the Audio Vault? Just one.
Absolutely.
So we end on this.
I'd love to go out on an organized, funny tape. That would be fantastic.
I love Steve Harvey. I think his talk show is great. I love him on Family Feud. I think he's a great stand-up.
I like him, but I'm jealous of him.
Well, I'm jealous of him, too.
Let me just tell you why, because you didn't always love Steve Harvey, Rob. You know this.
Well, I came around because of his
you
game show
work.
You
came around like I came around.
Okay.
But back in the radio days, you and I had a conversation about
because
Steve
he was doing two shows in two cities, right?
Yeah, well, the fact is that, and also his radio show, we were always jealous because he had all that syndication money with his radio show, and he did the fake kind of divorce people calls. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he did that.
War of the Roses.
Mm. But I literally, the only reason I say that is because I just don't want to be a total hypocrite when I love the guy too now, because I watched the way he manages his career and the way he does his work and goes about his work. And I'm a fan now to the level where I would almost like to write him a letter and tell him how much I admire him as a broadcaster.
You should.
Because
you should. I think you'd appreciate
that. I know how much he works his ass off to do what he does. And when you get that Family Feud franchise where he was put on this earth to host that show.
He's great. He is so able to use time and silence. Like no other game show host. He lets every moment work.
The talk show, the radio show, separate entities, but I will tell you, on that vehicle, I mean, the guy busses his ass. And
he does.
I think he does a lot of good for people. So that's it. I just wanted to say that.
He was doing an interview on his talk show with some of the comedians that came up among the ranks with him. Oh, with Opening the Vault. Thank you. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to play this.
That's right.
So he was interviewing Tim Allen. And Tim Allen has a sitcom now that no one watches, but he brings up the fact that Tim Allen's real name is not Tim Allen.
Mm.
And I knew this fact, but I've never heard it brought up on a talk show, and I love the way Steve Harvey is tickled by it.
Allen isn't your real last name.
Oh, boy. No, my actual family name is Dick. Believe me, I've heard every single one.
Tim Dick.
Hey. It just happened, man.
I'm just now finding it out.
Why is it any different than Magic Johnson?
Two stand-ups right here.
Pretty funny guys. Pretty funny guys. That is your abbreviated Audio Vault. Please enjoy the extra large show today, folks.
Nice. Oh, my God. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page.
Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.